Sports Time on the Basin Radio Network with Chris Brennell.
Last night, Post 42 played the number one Sixers in Cheyenne. I'm Chris Brennell with your Basin Radio Sports Update. Game one was a close one as Caden Race met Bradley Feaser in a pitcher's duel. Now, Gillette had their opportunities.
No batting gloves for Race as the barehanded look. He's hitting 355, two homers, 23 runs batted in. A late kick. The 1-0 to Caden. He lifts this one towards deep left center field in the gap. Tafoya going over. He's not going to get there. It rolls across the warning track on the bottom of the pine green fence. Race racing around second. On his way to third, he does a feet first slide and he's in there safely. Caden Race, a leadoff triple. And the Rough Riders in business here in the top of the fourth inning.
In the end, though, Post 6 would edge out the Riders 3-1.
The late kick in the 1-1. That's hit pretty well towards center field. Mason Droob retreating back diagonally to his left. He's back at the fence, and it bounces at the bottom of the green fence. He stings round a third. He'll hit home plate with his left foot and score. And Cheyenne takes a 1-0 lead off of an RBI double by Hayden Swain.
In game two, Gillette jumped out to a 1-0 lead after this Corey Schilling RBI double.
Race at second, a single could give Post 42 the early advantage here in Cheyenne. The stretch by Oswald. The pitch. And Schilling rips this one towards the alley. It left center field. That drops in for a base hit. Race racing around third. He'll jog in. Hit home plate with his right foot and score. And Schilling into second after that double in the left center field alley. And the Rough Riders take a 1-0 lead here at Powers Field.
But a 6-run bottom of the first would propel the Sixers to a 9-3 victory led by Coulter McAnally.
The low leg kick in the 1-1. McAnally sends this one deep to center. Drop stepping is Newland. He is back at the fence. And it one hops off the warning track in the middle of the green fence. Walking across home plate and stomping it with his right foot is Lopez. He scores. And the Missouri Tiger commit, Coulter McAnally into third with stand-up RBI triple. And Cheyenne in control. They lead it 9-1.
In the aftermath, the 43-13 Sixers have won 10 of their last 12 games, and they're 23-13 against quality opponents. The 37-23 Riders are 2-8 in their last 10 games. Gillette will play a doubleheader at Laramie today starting at 1. In the Eastern Conference Finals of the NBA playoffs last night, the Hawks downed the Bucks 110-88 in the ACL last night in order to tie the series up at 2 apiece. Game 5 is tomorrow night. That's sports on the Basin Radio Network.